Woo Wings, a virtual restaurant concept from the man himself, the nature boy, Ric Flair. Enjoy the legendary flavors and world championship wings by ordering with your Uber Eats or Postmates app. Woo Wings is now open in Nashville, San Antonio, Jacksonville, Florida, as well as Huntsville and Tuscaloosa in Alabama, with many more locations coming soon. Try the only chicken wings worthy of carrying the name of the 16-time world heavyweight champion. Tell them, Nate.
Wings! Legendary flavors! World championship wings! Woo! Woo Wings! Yeah! Woo woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Welcome to WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starcade, 605 NWA, TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede, Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Bogey, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team, Turner, Bonin, Mid-South, Joint World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and First North, they win, look, Schiavone's back again, world title split off, center stage, Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro, New World Order and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinnie Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh, Lois rules, cat bat. This wasn't the initial plan, Tom Zink's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair, Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring. And here's your co-host, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to What Happened When? With the voice of your childhood, Tony Schiavone. Tony, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. That's a very good What Happened When. That's one of your better ones.
Well, we're doing it bright and early this morning, so maybe I'm just in a good mood. And really, I think our audience and the whole wrestling world is just curious to hear from you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Smoke another one, JR. So, you know, listen, we've joked on the show here for a while that you might throw a t-shirt on that says non bumper.
Oh, you're talking around. I get it now. I get it.
Well, I'm just saying you were physically attacked on television, Tony.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's twice now. You know, Stokely Hathaway grabbed me one time.
Yeah. Well, come on now. Anybody worried about what Stokely Hathaway does?
No, he's kind of salt off little guy, right? He's kind of like, he's taller than Shuley, but he's a small guy.
But are you okay now that you've been physically attacked on television?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good.
Thanks for your hollow concern.
Was your family smoke another one, JR?
What's going on with me?
You got that Coco V?
No.
Is it sneaking up on you?
No, I don't think. Anyway, so I'm great.
Well, I mean, here's the question I got. I mean, sincerely, is MJF suspended?
No, he's fine.
Okay. Good. We got to put a stop to it. You know, he was just on Ariel Helwani bragging about how much money he's making now. I hope it's a big fine. Great big fine.
Why would he be on Ariel Helwani's show if he's a big star?
There you go. Real question though, with the fine, do you get part of that fine and do you get to spend it on Bug?
I don't. It part of the fine, but I would, had I.
I think it would be great if that was like the new loophole you discovered, and you'd be like, "Honey, do you want a new deck?" Yeah, good. I'm gonna go piss off MJF, make him throw me down. I mean, like that.
That's a good one. That's a good idea. Come on,
that's pretty good. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Today we've got another good idea. We're gonna be asking you to get your cock out and come watch some old school wrestling with us. This is going to be the episode where we see Ric Flair drop the World's Heavyweight Championship to Ronnie Garvin in Detroit.
That's good.
I'm pretty excited about it. We just covered a little JCP from 1987 last week. We're doing it again this week. And this should be a special show, man. You know, I want you to fire it up. It's September 26th, 1987. Can you believe, dude, that this is 35 years ago?
No, I cannot. And that just shows you how quickly time goes by, especially when you get older. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. There are a lot of people will ask me, hey, do you remember back at this? And I'll go, no, I don't remember that. I don't, but I remember this because I was there, and I've told the story that the very next day we ended up going to, we had a show in Norfolk. So we flew from Detroit to Norfolk. And when we arrived at the airport, there were these girls,
young ladies
who always, and Norfolk was one of the better towns with that, who always provided us rides. And a couple of them were there waiting on us. That was back when you used to be able to come to the gate without a ticket.
Right.
And they were right. They were at the gate waiting. And one of them said to me, there was like six of them there. One of them said to me, hey, so Ronnie won the world title last night. And I went,
how the hell do you know that?
Yeah. It's not the internet, right? I mean, the internet wasn't even alive back then. And it just shows you how within the wrestling community, telephone, telegraph,
tell a wrestling fan.
And word gets out.
Yeah.
And I was astonished. Gosh, that happened just last night in Detroit. And now the next morning we're in Norfolk, and these girls know. So that stuck with me for quite a while.
What's crazy to think about too is, the show we're about to watch, MJF wasn't even alive. He would be born 9 years after this. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah,
That's crazy. That makes me feel old. How old were you at this time? You were like what? Six?
Six. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's probably interesting to be, a real old fuck like you are and be in talent relations. And you see some of these young whippersnappers paperwork and you're like, God damn, they were born after Nitro.
Yeah, I know it is. It is. And then, that a lot of times is a good reason why some are so fucking stupid as they are now. Being born after Nitro.
Well, I'm glad they missed a lot of that, cause there's a lot of Nitro that was pretty bad.
Sometimes I wish I'd have been born after Nitro.
Hey, so, I know we don't talk about current stuff a lot, but I do want to congratulate you guys on a big show. It came out that this, I believe was the all-time record for a TV show for AEW, over $1 million gate. It's only happened a handful of times in all of professional wrestling. Of course, when you adjust for inflation, maybe more, but still, it's a big deal when you're doing a TV show and you got $1 million gate. And, what an eventful show. Chris Jericho, now the Ring of Honor world champion, his eighth world title reign and his first ever Ring of Honor championship. You got to think that he's going to add some more eyeballs to that next Ring of Honor pay-per-view or whatever this becomes. And then in the main event, we saw Jon Moxley become the AEW world champion for the third time. I think a lot of folks, myself included, kind of thought, well, this is going to be Bryan Danielson's day. It was not. So Danielson is now 0-2 against Moxley, but maybe the most exciting thing for the fans in the building was a coin flip. Not one of those world title wins, but the Acclaimed winning the tag team titles. And man, you want to talk about a quote unquote homegrown act that has just gotten over and exceeded all expectations. Oh, scissor me daddy. The Acclaimed win, man. It was a confetti moment, a big deal. It feels like the third time Billy Gunn's done this, by the way. I saw a guy, one of my pals on Twitter point out that Billy Gunn was a big part of getting over DX, And then he did the Beautiful People in TNA, and they had the highest rated segments over there. And now here the Acclaimed are. He's done it three times. And then we saw the big debut that I know you were probably most excited about, the former Paige, or Soraya. I think we've all been saying it incorrectly, not Soraya, but Soraya.
Right. Soraya's right.
Yeah. Soraya made her debut, and man, what a reaction she got. Pretty cool to see her back in the spotlight. I had the good fortune of meeting her again at StarCast, and she was fantastic. And I'm really happy that she's got some opportunity here, man. I'm excited to see what's possible. She put out a little cryptic tweet saying, "Don't believe everything you read in the dirt sheets. See you Wednesday." Yeah. And I'm really excited that she's there. It's a doggone exciting time to be a wrestling fan, is it not?
It is. I went backstage and where we had her secluded and talked with her for a little bit. And I was just, she was so genuinely excited about being with us. And that was great. I mean, you could tell when she was talking about being here and she wasn't nervous.
Right.
Just talking about how excited she was about being with us and this she thought was the place to be. And it made me feel good about our company. There's a lot of things that have been going on since All Out that makes me feel very good about our company. Now, obviously, on a business side, when you have the consistent ratings that we've had for the last, 4 or 5 weeks now, and you get $1 million gate, but there's a lot of positive things going on. And we got some good leadership backstage, not from an office standpoint, but from a wrestler standpoint that these kids like the Acclaimed and some other kids that work for us need. It was mentioned last night on, as we're recording on Rampage, that this week at the end of Rampage, that this week, Juice Robinson will wrestle for us.
What a great talent. What a great guy. Yeah. Have you had a chance to spend any time with him?
Yeah.
Tremendous. I love that guy. I'm so glad he's going to be there.
Yeah. Talked to him for Forbidden Door, and he has been, because, you know, most of you know that he's married to Toni Storm. He's been backstage a number of times, just not wrestling, but back there with his wife.
Like Adam Cole before him.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see Juice Robinson wrestle.
Me too.
And I don't know if you recall at Forbidden Door, I did an interview with him, a backstage interview with him. It was pretty cool. And you're right. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. I feel very good about what's going on. I love the people I work with backstage. I love the staff that we've built. But I'll tell you what else I love. I love going back and looking at old JCP stuff. And I do.
Well, here's what I like. I like hearing even at your advanced age, you don't have any problem getting a Woodrow. But let me give you some advice. If you think you're actually going to get to round the bases, you might want to be prepared. You might need to, you know, give that old feller a little confidence. I'm talking about Blue Chew, of course. They are not only sponsoring this podcast, but our doggone studios. And Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now, if you haven't tried Blue Chew, let me ask you, what's the holdup? You know for sure it works. I mean, they've been a day one advertiser with us. They've really taken wrestling by storm. It's just a regular part of the culture now. And it's a regular part of our routine whenever I'm trying to get brownie points with the missus. Seriously, man, no shame in my game. If you're looking to leave a lasting impression, Blue Chew can help. You can take them anytime, day or night. So plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. It's so simple to get this started too. Number one, you sign up at bluechew.com. Number two, you'll consult with their licensed medical providers. And number three, once you're approved, well, you get your prescription within a few days. All Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA. They're prepared and shipped directly to your door, all in a discreet package. But the best part, it's all done online. There's no doctor's office. There's no awkward conversations. There's no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew really works. And Tony, we've got a great opportunity for folks to try it free, right?
If you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to reform, Blue Chew can help. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Like you said, Conrad, Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code WHW at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code WHW to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our podcast. As always, we come to you on What Happened When from the Blue Chew studios.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com. Hey, before we get rolling on today's show, which again, airs on September 26, 1987, we want you to watch along with us on Peacock. Did you ever, listen, you've been around a long time. Did you ever have a circumstance where one of your buddies tried to date one of your sisters, or you tried to date one of your buddy's sisters, or maybe a friend of yours tried to date another friend of yours' sister, or maybe that was an issue?
No.
Well, I've been faced with a dilemma, and I was hoping you could drop some old man advice on me. Can I just tell you what's going on?
Whose sister are you trying to date?
Well, I'm married. I'm not trying to date anybody.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. You're trying to help out a friend here.
Well, I'm trying to understand. I've got a friend, and you know, for the sake of telling this story, I feel like I should probably change their name. So we'll call this friend, I don't know, Cassio. Okay.
Okay.
Just picking a random name.
Random name.
Yeah. And my friend Cassio and I are really good friends with, and I think I should probably change their name to protect the innocent. We'll call this other friend Dre the bartender from the boot, you know, just hypothetically.
Okay.
You know, some fictional person.
Fictional person, right.
And Cassio has a sister who's recently, this friend I'm calling Cassio, has a friend who's recently relocated to North Alabama. And I think our friend, who we're going to call Dre, the bartender from the boot, he maybe likes what she has to offer in life. This sister of Cassie.
Okay. All right.
And he has not expressed that, verbally or non-verbally in any way, personally to me or Cassio, or as far as I know, to who this person we're calling Cassio's sister at all.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
But you cannot log on to Facebook and see anything that this sister posts and not see some sort of response from this fellow we're calling Dre the bartender.
Wow. So he's like,
he's blowing her shit up, dude.
Yeah. So he's like really stupid.
Well, I'm just trying to, now, of course, when we tried to call him, cause you know me, I won't let that fly. Like when I see, hey, I gotta start poking, you know me, I start poking. Right. Mm-hmm. And he gets me these high-pitched, who, me? No. Now, of course, that means it's for sure, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, like, first of all, a lot could go wrong here. Could be a lot of hurt feelings. Could be the end of some friendships. But then again, it could work out. And hypothetical, this fictional person named Dre the bartender from the boot could actually be the real-life brother-in-law of this other hypothetical person that he's friends with named Cassio. And I think that would be really awesome, but there's a good chance it goes the other way.
Yeah.
There's an even better chance it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah. You just got to let nature take its course on this thing.
Well,
God has a way of weeding out the stupid people.
Okay.
I really believe that.
And in your professional opinion, yeah, the old man advice you're dropping on us now is that this hypothetical fictional person named Dre the bartender from the boot, he might just be a stupid person.
Yeah. Might be stupid as shit.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. The advice. Right. So you're looking for advice.
Yeah.
The advice I would be would like, you know, dude, rub one out.
Yes. Beat that thing like it owes you money.
Yes. Rub one out before you log on. Jeez. Or do something aside. There's so many things you can do instead of social media. And there's so many things you can do. You can rub one out. You can clean the kitchen. You can take a bath. You can go for a ride. You can take a country shit. You can fix the back door of the house.
Yeah.
You can write a letter to a friend. You can read a book. You can watch Star Wars on Disney Plus. You can watch AEW Dynamite Wednesdays, 8, 7 Central. You could go to your neighbor's house next door and borrow a cup of sugar.
Cup of sugar.
Okay. You could probably take your dirty ass rag and clean the bar. You could learn how to make a new drink besides just pour shots for Conrad.
I don't drink shots.
Okay. Or whatever it is.
Vodka water.
Vodka water. A little color in it.
Yeah. You know the deal. Yeah, hey, speaking of a little color, we saw the great Muta this past weekend, Friday night in AEW. And, he added a little color. He sprayed a little color, I think in,
Buddy.
Yeah. Buddy Matthews' face. And then Darby Allin, I believe as a result of that, took one hell of a bump that was maybe supposed to go through a table and then instead wound up being partially through a table, but mostly with the back of his head hitting a damn guardrail, and he needed staples to close it.
Yeah, man. How about that?
Oof. What a segment. And what a surprise, the great Muta. And it's come out over the weekend that, Sting is going to be involved in the great Muta's retirement match, for Noah early next year.
Yeah,
man. How, when wrestling is good, man, there ain't nothing better. And Muta and Sting getting together all these years later, that's just great stuff. Is it not?
It's, yeah, it, I didn't know Muta was showing up until I got there that day. So that was really, I loved seeing him, and people are asking me, you did a lot of Muta matches, and I really didn't, because Muta's kind of heyday was while I was in the WWE, right? So I really didn't, but it was good seeing him. He can still do a pretty damn good dragon screw leg whip. And, he obviously is aged, as we all have, but for fans of nostalgia, that was a great, great moment. If you like to remember your childhood, that's a good memory.
A huge moment, a fantastic moment. And I realized I just mistakenly said that it was Darby Allin who took the bump. I'm so used to crazy Darby Allin bumps. It was actually Julia Hart who took that giant bump, which when you think about just taking a bump on the floor, woof. Hope everybody's okay. My goodness. What a time to be a wrestling fan. And without further ado, I say we get going, Tony. We normally have a little special countdown here. I would like for us to go do that for season 3. Episode 38, September 26, 1987. We're about to see a world title change, buddy. That's a big show.
Yeah. Big show. We are, by the way, we are going to have our friend Steph Chesney do it again. Steph just recovered from COVID.
Oh, wow. I'm glad to hear he kicked out.
Yeah. And he had it, it knocked him out for about a month.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's good to have him here. Back with us. We have seen now that he is going to be another pain in the ass and text me every day that he's not sick.
So. Glad he's here to ruin your life a little more.
Thank you. So if we're all ready, it's time for our watch along.
You know it's all about your money. Holy shit, I
exactly what you've been waiting for. It's the match. We're here at the Joe Louis Arena, Detroit, Michigan.
What a fun open that was. Of course, now we're going to get to the show, but just hearing the music, seeing the cage, the darkened arena, that's old school fun shit right there, man.
Yeah, man. That's the way we remember it. The way we remember it.
Such a fun time. And of course, here we go, man. We're off and running. Let's track it.
This coast to coast, all over the United States. Hi, everybody. I'm Tony Schiavone, ringside here at the studios of WTBS. And as you've heard and seen before, David Crockett at the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit with an update. Hopefully later on, the excitement is mounting out there in Detroit for the big event at the Joe Louis Arena. We'll be going to David Crockett a little bit later on for an update on the excitement there at the Joe Louis Arena. Here today, the World Tag Team Champions, the Rock and Roll Express, are with us here today. Also, a look at another great tag team, our first look at the Sheepherders. They'll be here with us today. Kevin Sullivan, Bugsy McGraw, Arn Anderson, and Tully Blanchard will be here, and we'll take a look at a match between the Midnight Express and Jim Cornette going up against Nikita Koloff and Barry Windham. It was for the U.S. heavyweight title, and involvement involving the Four Horsemen came about in that match. All the top stars of the NWA are here. It's going to be an hour and a half of great wrestling action that you'll never forget right here today. Let's go to the ring for our first event.
Isn't it amazing that I tried to portray the fact that we would be going live to the Joe Louis Arena?
Yes.
What the fuck was wrong with us?
That's a little silly in hindsight, is it not?
Yeah, it's stupid. The people probably that were at the event were going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Didn't I have a ticket to that thing? What the hell?
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
By the way, this, the show that you quote unquote went live to, it was your debut at the arena, September 25th, 1987. So 4 days prior,
right?
The undercard for that show had the Barbarian beating Shane Douglas, Tiger Conway Jr. beating Gary Young, Sting beating Eddie Gilbert, Tim Horner beating Shaska Watley, Barry Windham beating Rick Steiner, Nikita Koloff beating Ivan Koloff. Ricky and Robert defeating the U.S. tag champs Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane by DQ. Michael Hayes beating the Terminator. Terry Taylor beating Brad Armstrong. Dr. Death Steve Williams beating Big Bubba. Dusty Rhodes and the Road Warriors beating Lex Luger, Arn Anderson, and Tully Blanchard in a steel cage. And then, of course, your main event, man. 35 minutes, Ron Garvin and Ric Flair in a steel cage. Pretty cool card there, loaded top to bottom.
What was that six man again? Yeah, okay. All right, Dusty Rhodes and the Road Warriors.
Yep, against Lex, Arn, and Tully.
Yeah. Now, flash forward to today. Dusty's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you how things change. You know, I know it's 35 years ago, but Dusty no longer with us. The Road Warriors both are gone.
Yeah.
Tully works at a prison system. Luger has had his health problems, but has really kicked out and shown his true colors about being the great guy that he is. And Arn Anderson is 800 pounds. It's just amazing how things change through the years.
You know, you should do shit on your friends a lot here.
I don't have many friends.
Oh, you don't count Arn as a friend? Now that you're off.
Oh, Arn. Oh, that was a joke. That was a joke. Okay.
I mean, I guess.
And you know what? And you know what? I you know where I learned to shit on my friends?
Not, don't you dare.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you. You better not.
Oh, yeah. I never.
I'll be darned.
I never busted people's balls till I met you.
And that. So right now, this is that PSA. From the 80s. I learned it from watching you, Dad. I can't believe you're hitting me with that bullshit line. You grew up with Lois Schiavone and I taught you how to shit on people. Come on now.
You're the best at it. There's nobody like you.
Well, I've done pretty well with it.
Oh, no. Done pretty well with it. It's a career.
Tony, I got to tell you, we're recording this on Saturday morning. I'm not looking forward to today.
Okay. Why is that?
My wife has convinced me to do a colon cleanse. I've never done it before, but you know, it's one of those deals where you just try to make your wife happy.
Okay. Is that stuff you drink, or are you going to get something stuck up your ass and squirt it into it?
Like I got an enema. Not an enema. A colonoscopy. Nothing's going in. It's exit only, Daddy. But I am going to drink a couple of drinks as soon as we finish here. And supposedly that will start the process, and then I'll do a little more in the evening. And I have to do it twice in the morning, twice in the evening. And I'm doing it today and tomorrow. So supposedly this is going to be, a situation. Have you done this before?
I have not, but you know what? I've never really, maybe I'm wrong. Your wife would probably know better since she's in the medical profession.
Yeah.
I've never really needed one.
Well, she doesn't think necessarily that I need one. She just knows that, you know, she does them as a, you know, I'm not going to say she does them all the time, but maybe an annual thing or I don't know, every other year or whatever. Well, I've never done it at all. And she says that, you know, a lot of folks will lose like 3 to 10 pounds.
Oh shit.
And I was like, what? There's no way. And she's like, well, if you've never done one, you might be. So I'm like, okay, I want to check this out. Well, I made the mistake of Googling what that might look like. And buddy, it is not pleasant. It's almost like a Rock and Roll Express promo.
That's right, Tony. You see the four horsemen of the world, how tough they are. But it always seems there's always 3 or 4 of them. 0-2, never 1-on-1, and never 2-on-2. So let's get a little physical here. I want to show the whole world just exactly what the four horsemen are made out of. And that is nothing, baby. Nothing to what it's about. They don't have what's inside here. Let's go see what it's all about, Tony.
Take a look at that videotape he's talking about, man.
Wow. You know, timing's everything sometimes.
Yeah.
You just said, man, I don't like what that looks like. It's kind of like a Rock and Roll Express interview. Boom. And Ricky Morton said, that's right, Tony.
It was the best timing. I was so happy when it happened. I was like, I hope Tony's half as happy with that as I am.
That was perfect, man.
What a great flashback clip we get here, too. I just love the look of the old JCP shows, the darkened arena, just the lighting over the ring. And you see Tully Blanchard slowly dripping out of the ring. His feet catch him from just sliding and falling on his head. And JJ's coming to check on him. Get up, get up. And look at Hall of Famer Teddy Long doing the old double down, double count here.
Yeah, this is the Carolinas because you could barely see him in your left. There he is. Wally Dusick is the bell ringer. So.
Here comes Arn Anderson, annoyed, angry, upset.
How about back when people used to get excited about a DQ?
Yeah. Different era, man.
Yeah. You know what?
No, but I know who, and he's a hell of a guy.
I really think that Dusty had so many DQ finishes as the booker back then.
Yeah.
That it's almost impacted what we do today.
Oh, so now you're one of those people.
No.
Dusty's fault. I got it.
No, I'm not saying it's Dusty's fault. I'm just saying that Dusty had a lot of those, and there were a lot of them after Dusty and before Dusty, and you just don't have them anymore.
A 301, baby. I'm no longer like that. Because I just caught Jim Crockett, baby. And it could be right here. Still in the Omni. Anywhere else in the world. But the Pipe Lumberjack all the way around the ring with belts to the blanket. That way nobody comes in. It's just me and you, baby. And we'll show you how those belts really feel. It took time, baby. I still got bruises all over my body. At times that I can't forget. So you be ready, Pipe Blanket. Arn Anderson, the Four Horsemen. That's you, baby. Because we are the NWA World Tag Team Champions. And the funny thing about it is, there's nothing you won't be able to do about it. Yeah!
Ricky and Robert, the World Tag Team Champions. Fans, more action right after this.
He got fired up for that angle, didn't he?
He did. They're taking a break. I think we should too, Tony, at 9:55. There we go. And of course, you know what we're taking a break for. We're talking about maybe one of my favorite sponsors of all time, Boys and Girls Chili Sleep. And this is big news. Chili Sleep is now Sleep Me. Now, they're bringing you the same great sleep that Chili Sleep offered, but under a new name. You see, Sleep Me makes the coldest and most comfortable sleep systems available. They create the environment that meets the body's natural need for lower core temperatures. That's going to promote deeper, more restorative sleep. I have bright, vivid, colorful dreams. Now, last night, it wasn't the best dream. I dreamed that I was in the front seat of a truck, and I was in the passenger side, and the driver's side window was down, and the keys were in the ignition, and a damn Georgia fan came up and tried to crank the truck and jump in. And then I was wishing in that moment that I had a gun so I could shoot him in the head, not for stealing a pickup truck, but for being a Georgia fan. And then I woke up and I said, damn it, Chili Sleep does it again. Serious business. Chili Sleep makes the Uller. That's what I've got. Fantastic. Highly recommend. They got a Cube, but they've also got the Doc Pro sleep systems. More about that in a minute. Either way, all three of these dudes are water-based, temperature-controlled mattress toppers. They fit over your existing mattress to provide you your ideal sleep temperature. The mattress pads keep your bed at the perfect temperature for deep, cold sleep. These sleep systems are designed to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and give you the confidence and energy to power through your day. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this brand new Doc Pro sleep system. This has 2 times more cold power than the other models. I'm jealous. It's whisper quiet, and it has a tubeless mattress pad design that allows for 5 times more cooling contact. Pair it with the new sleep.me app for enhanced device control and sleep scheduling. That's right. You can even automate your Chili Sleep. I have absolutely loved my experience with the Uller. I can't recommend it enough. I don't mind telling you, I'm ordering a new Doc Pro sleep system. This has improved my quality of my life. Sincerely, it's worth every nickel. I'm sleeping better than ever. I don't have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. I'm not tossing or turning or fighting with the pillows or covers. And I just wake up, man, and I don't feel tired, which is why I can hit this show first thing in the morning and have one of my best What Happened Wins ever. Tony, tell them how to save some money.
Head over to sleep.me/WHW to learn more and save 25% off the purchase of any new Doc Pro, Cube, or Uller sleep system. This offer is available exclusively for What Happened When listeners and only for a limited time. That's sleep, sleep.me/WHW to take advantage of our exclusive discounts and wake up refreshed like Conrad does every day.
Fantastic. Highly recommend it.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of 3 pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
And without further ado, Tony, let's get back into the show. I'm at 9:55. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, play. So we got Bugsy McGraw versus Gladiator number one. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Bugsy McGraw match?
Could be this one right here. You know, Bugsy came back to us, on TV, and we watched it. I watched it with Cassio, and Cassio had never seen Bugsy. And they had teamed Bugsy with the Boogie Woogie Man. Bugsy was different, man, wasn't he? He did things that no one else did, like dancing with fans.
How about that presentation?
Mm-hmm.
If hypothetically, if Cassio were to, my hypothetical friend named Cassio, that'll change their name, you know, to protect the innocent. Hypothetically, if he were to get a new brother-in-law and Dre the bartender, he'd probably act and behave a little bit like Bugsy McGraw here.
Would that be happy or just out of his mind?
Out of his mind.
Okay. You know, I was thinking, believe it or not, probably not, that I probably need to come see in Huntsville because I haven't seen in a long, long time.
Oh gosh, we got to get a fun occasion set up for that because you know we could have some fun.
Just make that make. We could probably like have some hors d'oeuvres or something and set them on a big platter and sit it on top of the head of Shuley because he's about as tall as a table.
I take it you recently saw Shuley. Would that be fair to say?
We did a lot of texting recently.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
He came to the show in New York.
Does that mean he's finally getting the fuck out of Alabama?
He was the fuck out of Alabama that night,
man.
And he kept texting me during the show. And I'm thinking I should never have texted him. Say, are you in the building?
Yeah. Cause that was the wrong thing. That opened the floodgates.
Yeah, that is.
It does make me laugh because whenever any of my friends text you during the show and you text back, they're so excited to tell me. And I'm like, y'all know he's working on live TV right now, right? Like,
right.
It's okay to just leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I should just like turn my phone off.
Well, you're not going to do that because all you've got to do, even if you get caught not paying attention, is you just hit him on one of these.
Yeah,
that's exactly right, JR.
Absolutely.
Actually though, JR wasn't even on the show this week. What the fuck is up with that?
No, they started using him on Rampage now.
Well, you're going to get more people listening to Rampage for sure. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
What well, a
you
national know what? Treasure.
That's, as you saw by the Rampage from,
this past Friday. Yeah. With the great Muda and all that.
Right. That we are putting a lot of
emphasis on that show.
Lot of emphasis on show, including JR. So yeah, so there you go.
Once upon a time, a lot of wrestling fans perceived SmackDown to be the B show and Raw to be the A show. And then of course, when SmackDown went to Fox, a lot of people said, oh, that makes Raw the B show. Mm-hmm. And stupid ass Matt Coon pointed out, he feels like this is the first time in a long time that it doesn't feel like the WWE has a B show. Yeah. And I think it's cool that you guys are trying to ramp up that Friday show. It'll feel less and less like a B show. It's not live, but man, when you're loaded up with as much talent as you are and big surprises, like the freaking Great Muda, Great Muda doesn't work B shows.
Nope.
Well, it's a big deal.
No, you are correct, sir.
Look at this motherfucker airplaning around and that was some 1980s if there ever was any.
I hope he comes over and talks to us.
We got to get a Bugsy promo. I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, I was thinking about coming out to see you.
Love to have you. Maybe we could do it on a football Saturday and motherfuck each other all day. It'd be great.
Wow. Yeah. I want to hear Larry Thompson say, you bitch.
I forgot you've heard that. Here we go.
Okay.
This is a ringside interview.
This is what this is. That's right.
There are people. Now, people here, I love to see them. You know, but there's a lot of questions in life. Point me to that camera. I know where I am. I just made a sign to look over there. But people look at life and say, I wonder why. I look at life and say, I want a pizza. Some people look at the moon and say, oh, how far? I look at the moon and go, ah, woo! Some people look at an airplane and go, I wonder how. I look at the airplane and I go, Jimmy, where's Jimmy? Jimmy, I don't see my street brother, Jimmy, but he's going to be coming. You understand? October the 18th, Omni. History is coming to the Omni. You understand? Quick directing me on what camera? History, Omni, Atlanta, Georgia, October 18th, my street brother and I, Jimmy the Boogie Woogie Man, value. For the first time, he and I joined forces in the Omni against the Mod Squad. We're not going to stand out here and tell you how bad we are. We're not going to stand out here and tell you how strong we are. We're not going to stand out here and say how mean we are, how strong, how intelligent. What we're going to tell you, though, you understand, Jimmy Valiant and I, my street brother, is that when we get into the ring, and listen to me, we win matches the old-fashioned way. We kick butt. Bye bye. You look so cool.
Thank you. We'll be back, man.
Man, that was that was a fun promo.
Yeah, you made it fun.
Yeah.
I look at life and say, give me a pizza or whatever it was. That was pretty cool.
That's a great line.
Not only that, you could tell as crazy as he was, he lifted weights. He had big traps and everything on him.
Yeah, he's in good shape and a smart guy. And look at who's there carrying the flag for the sheep herders. It's Johnny Ace.
Johnny Ace, huh?
He's got, unfortunately, he's got the Australian flag in his hand and not a couple of NDAs. But yeah, there they are. Before they're the Bushwhackers, they're the doggone sheep herders.
Yeah. A much more serious gimmick. But they were known obviously nationwide as the Bushwhackers. That's where they came into fame.
So listen, you're part of talent relations now. You know, we've learned in wrestling, NDAs are a big part of that. How many you got on paper so far?
If we do, that is out of my realm of what I do for talent relations.
It was a smart ass comment. Mm-hmm. Clearly you don't have any NDAs. I mean, listen, you are the most asexual person in all of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. That's the reason you're a safe hire for talent relations.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
these days you got to put thought into that. With Tony Schiavone, you're like, oh, give him fucking all access pass. He's fine.
Yeah.
You see him in the makeup chair, just let him finish.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Nothing going on there.
Yeah.
Speaking of going on, I recently learned that, a friend of mine, he's a realtor. We'll call him for the sake of the story. We'll just change his name, protect the innocent. We'll call him Bo.
Okay.
Bo was recently, fellowshipping, as you know, me and my friends like to do sometimes.
Boy, oh boy.
And it came up somehow in casual conversation. Actually, he offered it on his own. You know, those giant, like liter water bottles, not like a 20 ounce, but like a giant liter one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, there was one on the table and he said that it was reminiscent of his wiener. And I had the exact same response you did. And I said, do what? And this, mythical person that I'm changing their name to protect the innocent, named Bo.
Bo,
the realtor, is a white boy from Mississippi.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, buddy,
yeah,
there ain't no doggone way.
Yeah.
You got a 1 liter hanging.
Okay. Please tell me he didn't show it to you.
I demanded he show it to me.
Okay. Oh, God.
And I said, I demand we go to the bathroom right now and save all these women and children here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pull my britches down to my knees.
Easy.
And I'm going to expect,
this is not sounding good.
I'm going to expect you to do the same.
This is not okay.
And we're going to have us,
it's time to take another break here on what happened.
We're going to have us an old fashioned hog off right here, because there ain't no way you got a 1 liter.
Mm-hmm.
Not zero chance. You got a 1 liter.
All right.
And magically, of course, as you might guess,
uh-huh,
he was not interested in taking me up on the hog off 2022.
Wow.
And in fact, as I kept poking the bear about his tall tail, cause there's no way that's real.
Yeah.
He now decided, I got to get Conrad off of this. Cause you know, well, I get fixated on stuff.
Yeah. And like wieners.
And I'll poke and poke and poke and poke.
Don't say that. Talking about wieners.
There you go. Appreciate that. And, okay. And he notices that my other mythical friend, we'll just call him Cassio, that he has earrings. He's got diamond studs, much like Noah Anthony Schiavone.
Wow. When did he get those?
Well, so Bo, the realtor, the guy we're going to call Bo, the realtor, goes, yeah, I got my ears pierced. And I said, well, you're not wearing earrings. I've never seen you wear earrings. He goes, oh, no, but they're still pierced. And I was like, Bo, when was the last time you wore an earring? He goes, oh man, 2008, 2009. And I was like, well, Bo, your ears aren't pierced anymore. That's not how that works. It's growing up. Oh no, they're still pierced. No, actually, buddy, they're not. They're they're not pierced.
Oh yeah, right.
They are. So you're saying Cassio could take his earrings out and you could put them in right now?
Oh yeah.
And you'll do that right now at the table?
Yeah.
Bo, you shouldn't do that. Oh yeah. Give them to me. No, Bo, this is going to end poorly. You're going to re-pierce your ear in public at a table here. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Oh no, no. That's fine. It's fine. Okay. So of course he demands, he gets the earrings. Now, this mythical friend of mine, I'm changing the names to protect the innocent. We'll call him Cassio.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can't wait to see this. So he pops them out.
God almighty.
And he goes to put it in.
Yep.
And you hear. This is real.
Did he scream?
And we're like, oh, dude. And so then we're like, that's it. We're good. You don't have to do it. No, we're fine. You proved your point.
Yeah.
He puts the other one in. And both, I mean, the one on the right now is swelling and throbbing like a Flintstone commercial or like a Flintstone head injury. Let's listen to this.
As you bloody eyes can see, the sheep herders have arrived. 38 different countries. The sheep herders are not true. 38 different countries. The sheep herders' New Zealand flag has been flying high.
The flag has risen high.
And now we come to the biggest,
the greatest,
the greatest professional wrestling in all the world. The NWA. The root of professional wrestling. And the sheep herders are going to keep on marching. They ain't going to stop the sheep herders. And we are putting out a challenge to all the best in the world. And we're willing to take on the Midnight Express.
The Rock and Roll Cousin.
The Rock and Roll Express. The Lightning Express. The Road Warriors. And of course, not the last but not least, the mighty Super Powers.
Dusty Rhodes and the King of Koloff Cousin.
And now, come along, everybody. Come and watch the sheep herders demolish the greatest you have. Because we are going to show you bloody Yanks out there and the rest of the world that there's only one tag team in the world. There's only one tag team who should have the world belt around their waist. There's only one tag team who's good enough, strong enough, and man enough to beat them all. And with our man, Johnny Ace, the ex-Yank, and now one of us, now a mighty sheep herder from down under. Now with Johnny Ace carrying the New Zealand flag aloft, leading the sheep herders to the ring and watching the sheep herders demolish anybody who's in the ring with him. Whoa! Yay, no.
Fans, let's go to the ring.
I love those old promos.
I do too.
You know, here's the first time I knew my friend Cassio was a dumbass, though. His favorite tag team as a kid, mine was Demolition.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends was the Road Warriors. I also loved the Steiner Brothers. No, not Cassio. He liked the fucking Bushwhackers.
Of course he did.
How is that your favorite team?
So your other dumbass friend, hypothetically, whose name is Bo.
Bo the Realtor? Yeah, so he punctures his ear, both of them. And the first one is now swelling and throbbing like whenever Fred Flintstone would hit his head and it gets a big knot and it would, you can like see the pulse go through it.
Yeah. Right.
And around that time, our other, you know, I'm changing the names here to protect the innocent. We'll call him Dre, the bartender from the boot. He comes around to fill up some more vodka waters and he goes, "Hey bro, you're leaking." And he turns to see what he's talking about. And you can see blood just streaming down his neck. And he no-sold it. It was like, no, I told you my ears could be. Same sitting where he claimed he had a 1 liter Peter. Now he's bleeding in public.
You know what? I'm rethinking coming to Huntsville.
Don't you want to see one of these circus guys do their deal for you? Come on.
I don't know. Sometimes I fear that that stupid can be contagious.
Well, if that was true, I would be bleeding right now, and I'm not. And I can tell you in a loud and clear voice, I personally do not have in my possession or any need for a 1 liter Peter.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of things that rhyme with Peter, did you watch the Jeter series this year? The Captain, like an 8-part series about the career of Derek Jeter.
No, I did not. And where is it?
Oh, you got to go check it out. It was done for ESPN. You can watch it on ESPN Plus or a bunch of other. No, I recommend it. I'm 2 episodes in, really loved it. You're a baseball guy, or once upon a time identified as a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I think you would dig it. I mean, you saw the whole Michael Jordan Last Dance thing a few years ago, right?
I did not.
Oh, you got to go watch both of those. The Jordan one's probably better, but you being a baseball nerd like you used to be, I think you'd like the Jeter piece. Mm-hmm. My friend Clay back in the day, he used to call him Sweet Peter Jeter, because you know, that fella, he was just walking around just slaying New York City.
Oh my God.
He had to, my God. You know, like you got all these World Series rings so early. You're like the captain of the team and you know, the face of the team, and you're like 21 years old. You're handsome devil. Oh
yeah.
Making like baseball money. Woo. He had to just be destroying. Speaking of destroying, look at you in that sweet mustache.
Special match, the Midnight Express of any of the U.S. tag team belts against the team of Nikita Koloff and Barry Windham. Now, setting this up, let us tell you that Arn Anderson has said it many times right here on this program. He is hot on the trail of Barry Windham and that Western States Heritage title. And Arn Anderson got involved in this match. He had a purpose, and we're going to take a look at a tremendous match for nationwide television audience to see right now. Let's take a look at the Midnight Express against Nikita Koloff and Barry Windham.
Hey, you know, we talked about this last week. This is, you know, you guys are deviating a little bit from the old tried and true formula. We're showing really big time matches here as we see the Rock and Roll Express. Of course, Dennis Condrey's now gone. Stan Lane's in there tagging with Bobby Eaton. Tommy Young's our referee. And Nikita Koloff getting the beat down here. This is a pretty big time tag match here. And you didn't normally see matches like this on the program.
As you can see, Johnny Weaver and Bob Cottle were doing the commentary. So this is for NWA Pro Wrestling. So we were putting this on syndication as well. But yeah, things have changed. Normally we would show maybe like a clip of an angle, but now we're showing,
segments of matches.
Yeah, some matches. Sometimes I wonder if that was by design, and obviously everything's by design, but if that was maybe sometimes that a necessity that maybe we didn't
have enough talent there to put on a good show.
Yeah. Right. Because of travel.
Well, I could see that, but I could also see how, again, the world is changing. We're on the heels of, WrestleMania 3, and it does feel like as a result, the WWF is gaining momentum and perhaps the NWA is losing a little bit of momentum. So you want to try to compete as much as you can. And the ratings war, of course, we all know really got to a fever pitch in the Monday Night Wars. But even back then, you guys were keeping up with, here's how many stations they have. Here's what they're charging for ad rates. I mean, that was all still part of the game here in 87.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, because I found out like 2 years later when I started work for the WWE that they didn't put these type of matches on their TV show.
No, they did not. But my point is, if they had better ratings with enhancement matches, maybe you guys thought, well, if we put on real matches, then maybe, you know, we can get a little market share.
Or maybe you just sat down and thought, am I doing something that I shouldn't be doing? And what you should be doing is putting more money into production.
Yes.
Duh. But no. And you know what? I'm not going to say I'm that smart, but I'm smart enough to know to be able to watch their show. And especially in 89, when I started working for them and saw the production that they had, I'm thinking, this is the reason they are who they are.
Yes.
Not necessarily. And it's not a knock on the Macho Man and Hogan, who were big stars at that time. And, in the WWE, But the reason they were who they were was because of production. Their show looked better. It did. It was a better product on TV, production-wise. Not necessarily wrestling-wise.
Right.
But production-wise. So,
man, how talented was Bobby Eaton, dude?
The best.
I just love seeing almost anything and everything he does still makes me smile all these years later.
He was so good at what he did. But you know, the Bobby Eaton that, I never thought Bobby Eaton, now looking back on it, would have been a good instructor of wrestling, because he just wasn't good at communication as far as talking. And I mean, he was good at communication in the ring, but
not a strong promo.
No.
I get it.
But anyway, good stuff.
I want to mention, after you guys finish up here at Joe Lewis, on the 25th, the next day you're running a show in the Norfolk Scope on the 26th and a show at the, Rabun County High School gym in Clayton, Georgia.
Mm.
On the 27th, you have a matinee show at the, Oklahoma State Fair.
Wow.
And you've also got a show at the Greensboro Coliseum on the 27th, the 28th. Once again, two shows, one in Darlington, South Carolina, one in Greenville, South Carolina. Then we did that TV taping at the, I think you called it Pfeiffer College Gym.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And on the 30th, we're at St. Andrews High School. On the 1st, we're at the Dorton Arena, which we know is where, I don't even think we talked about this last week. Did we talk about this? Ricky the Dragon Steamboat coming back, we man.
Did. Yeah, we did talk about it.
He's going to wrestle. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Never thought to see that happen again.
You know, you guys are just all over the place still, but you noticed in there, it feels like some more fundraiser shows than there were in 86. Some more spot shows, if you will.
Spot shows, yeah. Yeah, I just think that they just tried to, with an extended roster, oh, wow. Can't do that anymore. No more chair shots to the head, boys.
And that gets it done. Stan Lane gets his hand raised here, hooking the leg on Barry Windham, and ta-da.
Yeah. Well, back to your point. We were doing more spot shows because we had an extended talent roster.
Oh, here comes the man himself.
Look at him, man.
Here he is, the one and only American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Well, you know, that makes me a little bit ill watching that piece of tape. My super partner, Nikita Koloff, has no equal in power and speed. And let me tell you something about Barry Windham, for a husband and I, and Anderson. I've known that kid since he was 12 years old. And I've watched him fight for everything he's got. And now then the four husband take it upon himself to take away a little piece of glory from Barry Windham. That ain't gonna go untouched. That ain't gonna go unpunished. Because now the four husband have another man after the hind end. And that's Barry Windham. The more that in Greensboro, North Carolina. The four horsemen meet the superpowers and the warriors of the street in Greensboro. Somewhere between here and there now, dues begin to be paid. Dusty Rhodes, the legend. Johnny Weaver taught me the Weaver lock. And yes, Lex Luger, it will be your downfall. It will be the total end to the total package. Because you are talking to the legend, Dusty Rhodes. You are talking to the master of disaster. You are talking to the man that makes you feel bad in the morning. You talk to the man that takes money out your pocket on bacon day because you can't be there. So you can't call yourself the total package until you beat the legend. The U.S. title has never been around the waist of Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. So I'm making you a promise, and I've always kept my promise.
This heartbeat of America will be the United States heavyweight champion, Lex Luger, and I will do it with the Weaver Lock. There's no hold any more devastated, any more powerful than Dusty Rhodes' Weaver Lock, except maybe the hold that this whole world has on my heart. This whole world has a hold on my gut, on my heart. For 16 years, the American dream has done it with you. Don't fail me now. Lord, don't fail me now. We got a big battle in front of us, baby. And it's just starting. So let's get funky like a monkey.
We'll be right back, fans.
And on that note, what a great promo it is. Tony, let's go ahead and take a timeout at 37:03. And there it is. Boys and girls, I want to remind you about another great sponsor we've got here on the program. I've recently started to use it. I absolutely love it. I think you will too. I'm talking about Speedify. Let me explain. Have you ever wished there was something out there that could improve your internet for better speeds and really a better overall experience? Well, what if you could use more than one internet connection at the same damn time? Like the hotel or coffee shop Wi-Fi and the cellular data connection in your phone, but you combine their speed and their reliability. Well, Speedify is the only app that can help you combine multiple internet sources into one bonded super connection to improve live streaming, video calling, gaming, web browsing, and everything else you do online. Now, it's simple to use. It runs in the background and it lets you combine any number or type of internet connections for better performance. This is available for all of your devices, your PC, your Mac, your iPhone, your Android, even you Linux dudes, we can hook you up. But that's not all. At its core, Speedify is also a VPN, which means it encrypts all of your web traffic to improve privacy and security. Who doesn't want faster and better internet on their phone? Who doesn't want that? Get it right now. And Tony, we've got a special offer for them, right?
Yeah, what are you waiting for? You deserve better internet, and Speedify can help deliver it. Download Speedify today at speedify.com/WHW. That's speedify.com/WHW.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you, I love it. You will too. And we're at 37:03 here. Let's get going again in 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay, fans, the excitement continues to mount right here on World Championship Wrestling, and Paul Jones.
All right, what do you think Paul Jones is saying here?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I have a wiener the size of a liter. That's right. And the man to my left, Wardlow, put his earrings in on his own. I haven't heard something so stupid since Shuley tried to tell a joke. Ha, 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 ha. Did you know Shuley is 2'1"? Ha, 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 ha. That's right. That's right. You're talking about a whack pack. How about the guys that are friends of Conrad's in Huntsville, Alabama? It's enough to make Shivani stay in Atlanta, even though he said he wanted to come to Huntsville and see Conrad because he knows better because they're fucking stupid. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I know, stupid Paul. I'm looking at Let me tell you one thing right now. That's what I always did my promos with. Let me tell you one thing right now. That I used to have this gimmick that made me look like, Hitler. And then I had this gimmick that made me look like a ringleader. And now I don't know why they put me in this red shirt, and this white coat, and this hat. Ha! I'm going to slap the... Did you know that my promos are slap? I got to get the fuck out of here. Bye.
I love that you called him Wardlow, bro.
Did I call him Wardlow?
Yes. Force of habit.
God almighty.
Called him Wardlow.
Wardlow is something, by the way.
Warlord or Wardlow? Which one do you prefer?
Wardlow.
Yeah. I think everybody listening to this does. I speak for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty special. Here's another guy that's pretty special because Kevin, when he got some TV time, mm-hmm. he would make sure that the guy he was working with He just kicked him in the head. You know that?
Well, he just
kicked Larry Stevens in the head.
What's wrong with that?
Well, he was a little stiff, was Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah, No, Kevin was very stiff.
He's trying to get over, bro.
Oh, God. The devil.
What a nice guy in real life, though.
Oh, yeah.
Smart to the business.
Oh, yeah.
Great perspective.
Mm-hmm. He had a hell of a run as a booker in WCW. Yeah. He really did.
All that NWO stuff, man. He was a big part that I don't think enough people talk about.
When he took over as the booker after Dusty left.
Yep.
I remember him running a meeting. Mm-hmm. And the meeting was not as smooth as when Dusty ran it.
Right.
But I remember thinking, yeah, he still knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Because a lot, you know, in the old days, bookers didn't even have meetings. They just told every guy what they wanted.
Yeah, here's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you talk about a mauling. We just saw one.
Yeah. I hope we talk to him. I'd like to hear him talk.
He's going to say some things.
Yeah, he's...
He's mean mugging you. He's coming around.
The Joe Louis Arena and an update on the
house. Oh, damn it. The scoreboard.
He's next. Craig Sager.
I thought for sure we were going to get a Kevin Sullivan promo. I love that. Oh, here we go.
Yep. Kevin Sullivan, a great win right here on World Championship Wrestling.
Well, Tony, I've been down in Florida, and I've been listening to a lot of talk on the Superstation. I've been listening to the Four Horsemen talk about reaching down in their gut and going that extra mile. I've been talking and listening to talk from a mama's boy talking that money can buy everything. And I've been listening to talk from Ric Flair that to be the man, you have to beat the man. And I've been listening to the rock and roll say that music can save your mortal soul. And I listened to the American Dream say that his baby girl crawls up on his chest and lays her weary head down, and she hears the heartbeat of America. Well, talk is for lovers, and I'm the real thing. Playtime is now over. You see, I'm the Omega Man. I am the beginning, and I am the end. There's no titles involved when you see me, and there's no big money when you see me. Because what you gotta worry about is survival. You see, I've come to make some people extinct. An extinction is forever. So what I'm saying is this, it's real clear. When you get into the ring with me, the thing you have to worry about is survival.
I like the reference to Teal there again. And oh, here comes Art Pritz. He's going to have a bad day against Arn Anderson. You think he's going to win with the Spine Buster or the Gourd Buster in his OG Anderson boots?
I think it's going to be the Gourd Buster.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's a good promo from Kevin Sullivan, by the way.
Yeah, that was odd and different, but that's kind of what Kevin was, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the Omega Man.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice little tip of the cap there.
Yeah. Okay. So Arn looks at, you could tell the way he looked at his guy thinking, who do I have here?
Yeah, another victim.
The enhancement personnel back then
were
told don't do much except flop around.
Okay.
Well, here we go.
That didn't take long.
No, we were right there.
There it is.
Ta-da. Man, don't blink. You'd miss these matches.
Yep.
The replay lasts as long as the actual match. But you know, that means he's not winded. So we're going to get a little double A promo.
Good.
Here we go. We're about to level the game up.
But Tony Schiavone, they tell me there's a little timid fella back here in the dressing room with a bump on his head saying that I stole a little of his glory. Well, Barry Windham, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell your godfather, Dusty Rhodes, I'm telling you, Tony, and this whole public, what I did was cold, calculated, premeditated, and something that came from the heart. You see, Windham, I took you to the limit on national television, and what all the critics said was one of the finest matches they ever saw. It's one of the toughest I've ever been in. You're what they say you are. You're number one contender for Flair's title. You're on the Western States champion. You're every bit as good as they say you are, because I felt you. Nip and tuck, toes to toes, nose to nose, for 30 solid minutes. And there's very few athletes on the face of God's earth can do anything for 30 minutes. You try standing up for 30 minutes, it'll have to kill you. So Windham, when I tell you, like I'm telling the Rock and Roll Express, that we're through giving, we're going to take and take and take until you don't have nothing to take anymore. You take it to the bank.
Fans, we'll be right back.
It was so real.
Yeah.
I mean, he just has credibility. Is that the right word?
Yeah, credibility. Credibility. It's like what Ole was prior to him. That's why he, we're totally going to face the Menace.
What a name.
The Menace.
Not the Phantom Menace. Not Dennis the Menace. Just the Menace.
The Menace.
With a name like that and a look like that, what do you think? What do you think he thinks when he puts that mask on and looks himself in the mirror?
That I'm the Menace. And of course, it's funny. He's just getting the fuck beat out of him.
Yes, he is.
I mean, you got a knee to the midsection, and that was that. Tully with a drop kick, huh? A
nice looking one. Look at that strut too.
And here comes a slingshot.
Yep. Quick work, baby.
The Menace.
Dude, when he came back to AEW for that one match last year with FTR,
And
he hit that slingshot, I jumped out of my seat.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I was fortunate enough to see it. I was watching with Eric Bischoff. We had one seat between us. This is sort of the empty arena days. And when it happened, I jumped up and clapped, and Eric was like, what the fuck is this? But I was like, dude, I can't believe he did that. What, this is Tully Blanchard's last match we're watching, I bet. It was awesome.
Dean Arn Anderson. And Arn Anderson came out with that Gourd Buster and won his match. As we said before, the Four Horsemen are still together. And Tully Blanchard with another great win right here on the Superstation.
You know, Tony Schiavone, I was listening earlier on a monitor. Ricky Morton, I want. People with belts around the ring beat you up. Ricky Morton is 1987. It's not going to happen. I'm an ultimate wrestler. You want to wrestle me anytime, any place. But you got to remember, that was done, not personally.
Excuse me, Mr. Jim Crockett is out here. Mr. Crockett?
What, do you got another check to cancel or something?
No checks to cancel. I got a proverbial good news and bad news for you. The good news is on October the 18th, the fans in the Omni will get to see Tully Blanchard wrestle.
Okay.
The bad news for Tully Blanchard, it will be in a lumberjack, and the lumberjack will have belts.
Well, that really is what Ricky Morton was talking. He said that the Lumberjacks at the Omni on the 18th will have belts around the ring when you go up against Ricky, I guess.
Can you believe that?
Belts!
The leather straps.
What happened to wrestling? Wrestling's on the marquee. Says nothing about Lumberjack matches.
Regroup.
Mr. Crockett!
Okay. Right.
Cancel chicks! Okay. Dusty Rhodes! Money above! It all fits together now! Let's please take the horsemen down. They're getting too big for their britches, huh? Well, that's fine. You want lumberjacks? Bring belts. Mr. Crockett, you meet one of the lumberjacks. You come down there with a big belt. Because I'm going to throw Ricky Morton right in your lap. And the one thing you don't think about Ricky Morton, the lumberjack belt match. Everybody that gets thrown in the ring gets whipped like I just did to you on national television. Whipped you like you were a little boy. Now, Ricky Morton, you think about it. Because when it's all over in the Omni or any place else, I'm going to whip you. Arn's going to be whipping you. He'll be out there with a belt. And we're going to take you down, and then the championships are ours. It's been your pleasure, as usual.
We're coming right back.
Man, what a great segment. How fun was that? It felt real.
It was part of it.
I love those little cameos from Jim Crockett Jr. Mm-hmm. And man, Tully reacted so well to that. That was great stuff.
Yeah, talking about canceling checks and Dusty with all the money up here.
Yeah.
Trying to take the horsemen down. Mm. You could tell they were doing a little bit of shooting there.
New office number after Monday, September 28th.
The top champions around the country, regional champions.
You're calling this show by yourself, Tony.
Yeah, I sure am. Nikita Koloff. Here's Mike Rotunda. I believe the new office number probably was a Dallas number by then.
That makes sense. And here being a yuckster. Yuck.
Teddy Long, your special referee assigned. We're at the Superstation. And pretty soon we're going to go to another college scoreboard with Craig Levis.
Craig Levis does not have a Lita Pita.
But he's been known to stick his earrings in by himself.
I like the pause there. A dramatic pause.
Stick his.
Yeah.
There's the nobody does the airplane spin anymore, do they?
I mean, I think,
got the big swing.
You should tell Cesaro, since he's doing the big swing, just break that one out too, man.
Yeah. You ever spend much time with Cesaro?
Like 10 minutes at Starcast, but fantastic.
Oh, one of the
coming
best.
Coming to you from Detroit, Joe Louis Arena, and we'll do it right after this.
Here we go. Go take a break.
Damn it.
And come back with the big match.
With just a handful of minutes left. But hey, we're going off the air with a big bang. I hope we hear you yell, "We gotta go.
You're desperately out of time."
4 minutes to go on the show. We understand the excitement is mounting to Joe Louis Arena. Let's go to David Crockett on the floor of the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit.
Yeah. You see it? He showed everybody. This is what he was going to do to Ric Flair. Stomping him all over his body, every part. Ric crawling over. Garvin looking around and says, now. Ric goes for the eyes. He's going up on the top rope, comes off. Garvin's got him. He has nowhere to go except down hard on the mat. Rick trying to get out, turns around.
Man, this looks and feels big time, does it not?
Yeah, David makes me happy listening to him do commentary.
He's having so much fun. His enthusiasm is infectious.
Now, I was there that night, but you don't see me?
No, you weren't. You were in the studios.
That's why you don't see me there, but I was there that night.
What were you doing? Just pulling your pud?
No, I was the ring announcer.
But you went to yourself live.
Amazing.
Are they going to play your voice? And new. Is that going to be your voice?
It probably would be.
I can't wait.
Unless they don't.
Who's sitting next to David over there?
I don't know who that is. That to me, that looks like it could be a commission. Mm. I don't know if it's a commission state or not. Athletic commission member. Because, back in the day, most athletic commission were athletic commission members so they could get ringside seats.
Yeah, they just wanted to pay off and let the kids meet the wrestlers and sit up close.
That's right.
And I think Cody said occasionally they like to watch them dress.
Wow. Wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else, but I remember hearing that thinking, wait, what? That's fucking weird.
Commissions are weird. Commissions just another way of government trying to take money from you. Here we go.
What's going to happen?
Oh, I thought they were going to show Ric Flair's ass.
They couldn't do that on TV, could they?
Look at Doug Dellinger.
Look how well lit this is.
Yeah.
I mean, the presentation looks awesome. I know that a lot of people maybe don't like the way this looks, but a darkened arena and just a ton of lights around the ring. Oh, here we go.
Three, two, three.
So we're just going to a static screen here that says World Championship Wrestling, and it's got the Continental US there, and it says the NWA in the top left hand corner, and there's the sign off. No final words from anybody. Wow. But we see the title change, but boy, that was a little anticlimactic way to close the show, was it not?
Yeah, that was not well done at all.
Didn't feel quote unquote finished.
No, it didn't. I guess the thought process was they'll bring them back next week.
Right.
To see more.
Right.
But that wasn't a good way to do a TV show. It wasn't a good way to do a TV show to try to pretend that we were going to Joe Louis Arena live.
Well, boys and girls, we got the title change in the rearview mirror. We're going to check in a couple of weeks and see how things are going with Ron Garvin as the champ. We'll be back in 2 weeks talking about that. That'll be October 10th, 1987. But next week, Tony, is really a milestone show. It's a big deal for us. I don't know that you've been keeping track, but next week is episode 300 here on the program.
Whoa.
300. That's right. 300. That's what we're doing next week. And we're going to do something that I think you're going to have a lot of fun with. We're going to watch a special here on Peacock that I think you helped produce for the World Wrestling Federation before you were out of there. WWF World Tour 1990 for Coliseum home video.
Holy shit.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to see Jimmy Superfly Snuka over Boris Zukov. We'll see Snuka versus the Honky Tonk Man. We'll see Bret Hart versus Dino Bravo. We'll see the Rockers versus the Fabulous Rougeaus. A championship match between the Ultimate Warrior and the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. King Jim Duggan versus the Honky Tonk Man. And Hogan versus Savage. Elizabeth in one corner, Sherry in the other. And, you know, this is really all across the world. Like, Paris, France is where this Hulk Hogan match happens.
Yeah.
Tokyo, Japan is where the Warrior DiBiase match happens. And you helped put this one together, right?
Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, if I recall, I have to go back and scan through it. We did some leads. We did a lot of, we had a camera crew when Lord Alfred and I went on tour with the WWE in Europe, and our camera crews, we had our camera crews in, in London and in Paris, and I think in Brussels as well. So we may be showing some of those. And I think we used Alfred as our stand-up guy for those. So all those things were produced by me, if in fact they are in there, if I recall. So,
well, I'm pumped to see it, man. Cool. It's been a long time coming. We've talked about doing this for a while, and we thought, hey, let's do something special for episode 300. Tony, I can't believe we got 300 of these dudes in the can after next week. How about that?
Before you know, it'll be 600. That's the way life is, but it's been 300 great episodes. We've had a great time with each and every one of them. We have.
And unfortunately right now, it looks like it's about that time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go back into the bathroom at the boot where Conrad and Bo are going to do a wean off.
Hog off.
Bo takes, huh?
Hog off.
Hog off. I called it a wean off. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, Bo drops his trousers, and that is nothing like a liter bottle.
No.
Conrad drops his, and that's about the size of Shuley. As a matter of fact, it's bigger than Shuley. We're desperately out of time. See you next week on What Happened When. We come to you Wednesdays on Westwood One Cumulus, but Mondays exclusively and ad-free on
Patreon, patreon.com/WHW Monday. And of course, adfreeshows.com.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.